This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to visit Bihar and West Bengal today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi announced that during his visit to Motihari, Bihar, development projects worth 7,200 crore rupees will be inaugurated. The projects include software technology parks, four new Amrit Bharat trains and road infrastructure. Later in the day, at a program in Durgapur, West Bengal, the Prime Minister will lay foundation stones and inaugurate various projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees. These projects span key sectors such as oil and gas, power, railways and roads. Ministry of Defence has said that short-range ballistic missiles Prithvi 2 and Agni 1 were successfully test-fired from the integrated test range in Chandipur, Odisha yesterday. The ministry added that the launches validated all operational and technical parameters. These tests were conducted under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. Indian Navy will commission its first indigenous diving support vessel, DSV, INS Nistar, at Vishakhapatnam today. The name Nistar originates from Sanskrit and it means liberation, rescue or salvation. Designed and built indigenously by Hindustan Shipyard Limited at Vishakhapatnam, Nistar represents a major step forward in India's pursuit of Atmanirbharta in defence manufacturing. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the government is working with a holistic approach to provide preventive, promotive and curative health care for a healthier India. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that the government has built 1.77 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, which are the first contact of any person with a health institution. He informed that these are not only functioning in cities but also extended to remote areas of the country.
हम लोगों ने तय किया है कि हर व्यक्ति का 30 साल की उम्र में उसका डेंटल चेकअप, मेंटल चेकअप, लेडीज का सर्विक्स कैंसर, ब्रेस्ट कैंसर, जेंट्स का ओरल कैंसर और इसके साथ साथ डायबिटीज, ब्लड शुगर, ये सब चीजों का चेकअप होगा। तो इस तरीके से हम लोगों ने 1,77,000 प्रिवेंटिव पार्ट में हेल्थ केयर सिस्टम्स को खड़ा किया है।
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal interacted with heads of the commercial wings posted in 74 Indian missions abroad across 61 countries through video conference to review and strengthen India's global trade and commercial engagement strategy. During the meeting, key Indian missions made detailed presentations on trade promotion activities, challenges in market access and sectoral insights. Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that the minister acknowledged the missions as the first point of contact for India's commercial and economic diplomacy. In a major breakthrough, the Uttar Pradesh anti-terrorist squad has arrested Rashid, a key associate of self-styled spiritual leader Shangur Baba, for his alleged role in a large-scale religious conversion racket. The arrest was made from Balrampur's Utrola area, where the racket is believed to have originated. According to information, Shangur Baba had entrusted Rashid with handling the Love Jihad wing of the conversion syndicate. The ATS presented Rashid before a local court and further legal proceedings are underway. An investigation by the Enforcement Directorate ED into a recruitment scam has revealed that Congress MLA KY Nanjagowda, who represents the Malur Assembly constituency, is the alleged kingpin. ED officials have attached movable and immovable properties worth 1.32 crore rupees belonging to MLA Nanjagowda and other accused individuals in connection with the case. In its official statement, the ED said the case pertains to money laundering linked to 2023 recruitment scam at the Kolar Chikkabalapura District Cooperative Milk Producers Union Limited. India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh during the next 4 days. The same rainfall has been estimated for Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan till tomorrow. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R. K. Jainamani said that a red alert has been issued for the entire Madhya Pradesh and southeast Uttar Pradesh. In wrestling, India's Sujit Kalkal claimed the gold medal in the 65kg men's freestyle category at the prestigious Polyak Imre and Varga Janos Memorial Tournament taking place in Budapest, Hungary. In the final bout, Sujit outclassed Azerbaijan's four-time European medalist Ali Rahimzadeh with a convincing 5-1 victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.